Back here on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we're joined by three members of the Penn Lake Christian Volleyball team. We'll start with Bryn Rosenboom here. As a senior here, getting the victory to start off regional play, just what's the feeling like to be able to get that first one out of the way?
Yeah, it's always nerve-wracking going into postseason, but like once you get the first win under your belt, I feel like it'll give us the confidence we need to like keep going forward and getting these next wins. They're going to be tough, but like I know we can do it, and this extra boost of confidence definitely will help.
And Maya, same thing, getting this first win here against South Tama, just what's the overall feeling to just kind of get that first victory out of the way and kind of start off the postseason on the right foot?
Once again, also, it was really, like, nerve-wracking and stuff, but, like, after winning, like, it in three, it was, like, a lot of confidence for the next game.
And Bryn Runner as well. I mean, what is it like to be able to come out here, get that first win, kind of get things off on the right foot going into the remainder of postseason?
I mean, yeah, same thing that they said. But we did just want to come into this game with a lot of confidence, knowing that we can beat this team. And like Bryn said, that gives us a good boost for our next few games.
And Bryn, I mean, we talk about this one. You guys came off and started off really strong in this one. First set was a really strong start. Set two as well, a 12-0 start in that one as well. How important were those quick starts in those first two sets to kind of set the tone in this one?
I feel like in every game, whatever you play, whenever you start strong, it just helps, like, it helps you play free and be able to play with a lot more confidence because you're not as scared to make an error, so you can take that big swing or serve really aggressively because you have that cushion when you start strong. So that definitely helped push us to the end through the third set as well.
And Maya, we talk about that second set. You were a big part of that run as well there that got things going as well. And just, you know, really felt like in set one and set two, you played a big part in that as well. How key was that for the team in and of itself to be able to really find that rhythm there early on?
I feel like when we get a lot of, like, good hard serves and we, like, stay aggressive with our serves and don't, like, play timid, it really, like, brings, like, everybody energy because we're getting those, like, big aces and big points. And, like, it's just, like, keep on, like, going after that.
And when we talk about those first two sets, you get the strong energy there from those first two sets and really carrying that through as well. I mean, just how big of a confidence boost is that, especially when you weren't necessarily having to do a lot of the setting because your teammates were, you know, setting them up with strong serves, forcing them to make errors?
Yeah, definitely a huge confidence boost going into the third set. After those two, we were able to go into third and just be like, yeah, let's focus in and just play really hard, play our best volleyball. Yeah, I didn't have to do too much. I mean, our serve was really aggressive today. We've been working really hard on that in practice, and we're just glad that it is coming out in our play.
And again, we're talking to Penn Lake Christian volleyball players Bryn Rosenboom, Maya Heisman, and Bryn Runner. And Bryn, coming back to that third set there, you've got the first two. You handled that second set pretty easy. Could have been really easy to just kind of mentally check out and think that this game's in the bag. South Tama comes out, fights really hard in that third set. How did you guys make sure that you stuck with it there in that third set, even though you did have that lead when South Tama was making those runs to finish the job?
Yeah, we did definitely have to focus in a lot more. They did come out a lot stronger in that third set, and I applaud them for that, not giving up. But we had to go back to the basics. We had to focus a lot and be disciplined to be able to stay focused when they're definitely playing a lot better than the first two sets, and that definitely helped us push through and end up winning that last one.
And Maya, we talked about the service line and being aggressive there at the service line. It felt like in set three, that was one of the areas where when South Tama would maybe get a run, the service line was a way that you guys were able to utilize to slow down their runs as well. How big is that aggressive serving and just having a third set like that where they're a little bit more competitive against those aggressive serves going into, you know, future games where it'll be a little bit more challenging against the, you know, some of these future opponents?
I feel like even after, like, missing a few serves, we just need to, like, keep being aggressive because then it throws, like, their passers off, because if we give them easy serves, then they'll be able to set up their offense, and we want to set up our offense first.
And, Bryn, as we talked about, the first and second set, you didn't have to do too much of the set in because your teammates were doing a great job at the service line, being aggressive, throwing them out of rhythm. Third set, you had to do a little bit more of that as well, and it felt like you really were able to spread the ball around. And that just goes to having a lot of hitters to be able to spread the ball around too.
Yeah, I mean, we have amazing hitters in every position, and that allows me to be able to spread the ball a lot around to everybody. And we've been working really hard on our setter hitter connections, on our free ball plays. And so, yeah, we were really able to utilize that tonight.
And Bren, we have, as of the time we're talking here, we don't know the next round opponent. We assume who we know it'll be, but, you know, going into that matchup on Thursday, what are the things you guys got to do and practice to make sure that you're ready to go for that road trip or that matchup on Thursday?
Yeah, so obviously we're not going to be favored anymore, so that's always tough coming in as the underdog. But I think if we practice hard tomorrow and just really stay disciplined and focus on PC volleyball, we're going to be able to come out strong, and we'll be able to take whichever opponent we're given. And I think as long as we stay focused and stay disciplined, we can win the game.
And Maya, last year the theme of this team was didn't really necessarily matter who was on the other side of the net, right? And you know, you got a day to kind of prepare for that next round matchup and whoever that may be. What are the keys going to be for you guys on your side of the net to ensure that you get that next round victory and continue the season on?
I feel like definitely like our passing and our serve receive, like just making sure like if we get aced on, we just like flush it and then like focus on the next pass instead of like thinking about how you just got aced. And then also like staying disciplined at the net and like keep on like swinging and mixing up your shots.
Brent, kind of a similar question there along those same lines. You know, don't necessarily know the opponent as the time we're talking here, but you know, it doesn't necessarily matter who it is for the Eagles come Thursday. It's just a matter of getting the job done, right?
Yeah, it's been the same mindset since last year. I mean, we're just going to go out and focus on what we can control instead of the other side of the net. We're going to come out and just play our kind of volleyball, not wait for them to start going before we do. And yeah, I'm really excited.
Once again, that was Bren Rosenboom, Maya Heisman, and Bren Runner of the Pendleton Christian volleyball team here on today's Lely Radio Sports page following their sweep of South Tama on Tuesday night.